Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, as he has all morning long, is my celebrity guest co-host, Dr. Dave Vastola. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning again, Rob.
And would you like to introduce our studio guests this morning?
Sure. Well, we still have Burgess, but we have real guests now. We have Jay Barker and her son, Jaden, and the three of us would like to talk a little bit about St. Baldrick's this morning.
Okay. Good morning, Jay, and hi, Jaden. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. St. Baldrick's is when, Dave? This Friday?
Friday the 13th at the Elks, starting at 6 p.m., the annual St. Baldrick's fundraiser. And it is it's a fabulous time. St. Baldrick's is a volunteer-driven organization, the largest funder of pediatric research grants outside of the federal government. It's an international organization, excellent reputation, and I support this passionately.
All right. Jay, I wonder, you and Jaden were on last year, and it looks like Jaden has come a long way since last year.
He just got done with his treatment last month, so we are very excited and very happy about it. And he's been running around telling everybody he got his port out, so he's really
all right.
Happy.
And what have you been struggling with as far as Jaden's health? Was it leukemia?
Yeah, it was ALL, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and he was a standard risk, so we were pretty grateful for that because there's three different risk types. There's low risk, standard, and high risk. And we actually went and did a trial instead of doing the standard chemotherapy routine that a lot of kids go through. Mm-hmm. And it was a little more aggressive chemotherapies and a little longer, but we thought it was worth it because the trial that you do, it helps trying to find a better chemotherapy routine for the kids in the future.
Right.
And see what works.
Jaden looks good.
Yeah.
You got your hair back, man. It's nice. Was there a time, Jaden, when all your hair fell out during the chemo? All that stuff?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And did you see I guess St. Baldrick's, the whole idea is people cut their hair, you know, in support of guys like you who are battling cancer. Was having a lot of other bald people running around all right? Was that fun? Maybe. Are you going to go Friday? Are you going to go there Friday and watch people get their hair cut off? Maybe. Mom's nodding.
Yeah.
Yes.
They can't see the big smile on Jake's face.
Dave, what happens on Friday? Does it kind of turn into sort of? I have seen that. I think my family has pledged somehow. It might have been through Facebook or my wife went on it to the St. Baldrick's website and somehow you acknowledged her on Facebook or something. But is it the kind of thing where you pledge in advance for St. Baldrick's, or do you just get kind of caught up in the moment?
Well, there's a variety of ways you can do it. We've pre-registered the event at the St. Baldrick's website, which is just stbaldricks.org, and you could go to their website and make a pledge. And I've been shamelessly canvassing my Facebook friends, soliciting pledges. Typically, though, last year I think we had 7 or 8 people pre-registered, and we shaved 40 heads. So, yes, there is definitely a spur-of-the-moment component. It's a real fun evening, and a lot of times somebody will just stand up and they'll kind of challenge the audience and say, you know, I'll shave my head for $1,000, and miraculously it just appears and the hair goes, and it's a very, very fun evening. The Elks is a consistently gracious host, and we have dinner and have fun, and it's a good time supporting a great cause.
And Burgess, have you gotten caught up in this frenzy?
Yes,
in the past,
I have, and I have retained the bald pate look, or the Glenn Beck look, I guess you might say. But anyhow, it hasn't changed my political persuasion to have my head shaved.
It's
it hasn't.
It is a good look. Jay, are you going to be going Friday to the St. Baldrick's event?
Yes, we are going.
And how do you feel seeing all those people step up so readily
I think it's great because, I mean, we have known quite a few kids with childhood cancer, and some of them have passed on. And then, like one of our friends right now, her daughter has relapsed twice because she has high-risk leukemia. And that was even after she had a bone marrow transplant from her twin brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they do rally for childhood cancer research for Seattle Children's Hospital a lot down in Seattle.
I imagine that you kind of form a community with other people who mm-hmm. are undergoing the same sort of treatment. And is there a pretty good feeling about St. Baldrick's and this and the effort to raise money on behalf of this
yes.
research?
Yes. A lot of our friends, you know, that we know think it's awesome, and they really try to get people to step up and, you know, shave their head for, it's a good cause. It's for these little kids that are going through this hard thing that, I mean, it's hard for anybody to understand.
It's hard, and I imagine it involves families and friends. I mean, there's nobody who's not affected
right.
when you have to undertake this kind of therapy.
Mm-hmm. It affects the whole family.
Sure. Dave, I don't want to put you on the spot, but is progress being made in the fight overall against these diseases?
Oh, absolutely. Tremendous progress. It's one of the reasons I support this cause so much. If you look back not that long ago, a few decades ago, 60s and 70s, a diagnosis like Jaden's would not have had a good prognosis. And now through research and improved treatments, kids who have a favorable leukemia type, we're talking 90% plus cure rate, which is really truly amazing, and that's all through research. And you would think there'd be lots of research being done, and it's fairly shocking when you look at the numbers. So the percentage of money that goes into cancer research, the overwhelming majority of it goes into adult cancer research. Because if you look purely at the numbers of, you know, breast cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer, adult type cancers, there are far more. And, you know, yet obviously a child who gets leukemia when he's 3 or 4 or 5 years old, it's a big impact on life and many, many potential years of life that could be saved through improved treatment. So, there's tremendous progress being made in a number of areas. And St. Baldrick's has raised almost $120 million, and the overwhelming majority of their the funds they raise go back into research. More than 80% of it directly into research grants, but 16% of it goes back into fundraising, and only 2% in administration, which by nonprofit standards is pretty remarkable. So
that is extraordinary.
Your money's going to the right place if you decide to contribute.
Okay, Jaden, I have a question for you. So Dr. Vastola is going to get his hair cut on Friday. How far do you think he should go? Should he get it sort of taken up above the ears and maybe sort of just raised above the collar a little bit? Should he just get the light trim? Or how far should he go? What should he tell the person cutting his hair?
Don't know.
You know that. What about all the way? What about, yeah, okay, we're getting, how can you say no?
I can't.
Are you going to ask for the razor?
Yes. I have a whole collection of them now from every year. I don't want to give people the impression we're going to lash anybody down and shave their hair.
Okay.
You know, people could come and contribute in any way. You know, simply being part of the audience, cheering people on, and showing that support and that solidarity is important. So I really encourage people to come and support in any way they see fit. Just being there in the room shows you support it.
Yeah, some of it is about getting your hair cut, and some of it is showing support for those who are getting their hair cut.
Absolutely.
And all of it is about raising money to continue the kind of success that we're witnessing right here this morning.
Rob,
yes,
just
Burgess.
For those out there in the listening audience that don't know what Dr. Vastola actually looks like, if you have in your refrigerator a Ben and Jerry ice cream container, simply pull it out and look, and he will be transformed from one of those. I can't remember if it's Ben or Jerry, but the guy with the long frizzy hair into Kojak.
Okay, I would describe Dr.
That
Vastola
will be the transformation, as, and it's stunning, I might add. It is stunning.
That's true.
It looks good.
That's true. Yeah, Burgess, you don't have that far to go.
I gave it up.
Okay.
You know, for the cause.
Yeah.
I figured I'd keep it that way.
Dave, it's quite a different story. So, again, David's going to be this Friday?
This Friday, 6 p.m. at
Don't
the
eat the Ben and Jerry's, by the way. Just look at it.
And, Jaden, you're going to be there Friday to watch people get their hair cut. And, Jay, you're going to be there as well this
yes.
Friday.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in this morning and talking about it. Jaden Barker is a guy who's been battling childhood cancer here in Sitka. His mom is Jay Barker. Thanks a lot for coming in. They've joined me and my celebrity guest co-host, Dave Vastola.
And his
associate, Burgess Bowder, our walk-on celebrity guest host this morning. Thanks a lot, everybody,
Thank
for tuning
you,
in.
Thank you.